were out in Ferguson and met with a young mother whose husband is involved in kind of keeping watch over the Michael Brown Memorial site and lives in Canfield Green, and telling us the story about so many people who are no longer living in Canfield Green. The part of Canfield Green that they live, they're the only family left. And that, you know how it has different blocks on that their particular block, which is like around the corner. No, it's them and one other family left. And when we were there, the police showed up. The neighbors said there was gunshots that were heard 2 hours ago. It took the police 2 hours to show up. You know, so it's that kind of, you could still feel that sort of tension. And the other thing that's been notable has been the stark disparity of wealth in this place. What happened in St. Louis? Oh, we also met with an historian learning about the racial history of this place and the displacement of black families and, you know, just the growth of the suburbs and how places like Ferguson and all of those little municipalities developed in terms of black people moving north out of St. Louis while white people are moving south out of St. Louis. You know, so there are parts of St. Louis that looks like it was bombed, like a war has happened, like children have to grow up here. People have to live in this environment day in and day out. What sense of self do you have? How do you love yourself? How do you feel that you are a human being with value to be lifted up when you're surrounded by devastation, when hunger is an issue? When you see people, when you're afraid, when you see the police, as opposed to thinking, I'm protected, and your heart rate starts going, and you start sweating, even if you haven't done anything. What does that do to your physical health? What does that do to your emotional health?